Blog Talk Radio.
Review behind the scenes, guys. This is Michelle Colwell Jordan. I am one of your hosts, and my co-host, Jamie White, is joining me as well. Jamie, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
Good. Good, good, good. I'm having a good day. I love Christmas shopping, so that's where I've been out and about and in the crowd.
Oh, dear God.
So.
we went out today. We had to get something at the store, but we only went to like a grocery store. We're like, no.
Yes, it is definitely wild out there.
Yeah. In fact, I killed because we had to pass the mall. I'm like, oh, but we could go to that mall and just like kind of walk around a little bit. You should have seen what I got for the CDM out. But yeah, we go anywhere near that today. Or actually, like,
well,
several days.
You're like, not today. All right.
Oh,
well, guys, we're very excited that tonight that we are continuing our coverage and chatting with two more of the very talented authors that are contributors to the Single Mama Dating Drama anthology that was recently released from Brown Girl Books. And tonight we're having joining us is authors Dewan Johnson and Tamika Farley Daughtry. Ladies, welcome to the show. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're just excited to have you here. and very happy that you're joining us this evening, and we're looking forward to chatting with you. And we're going to jump right into it, okay, ladies, right after a quick message, okay?
Okay.
Hi, this is Cecile Monique, and you're listening to Indie Review Behind the Scenes, your source for the hottest in indietainment's news and features.
Welcome to the show. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves to everybody out there?
Could you repeat that? You faded out.
She would like you to introduce yourself.
Why don't you guys introduce yourself to everybody?
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm Dewan Johnson. I write up under the name of Dewan D. Moss. And right now, I have 3 books under Brown Girls Publishing.
Very fierce.
And my name is Tamika Daughtry. I write up under Tamika Farley Daughtry. And I have 2 books with Brown Girls Publishing, The Single Mama Dating Drama and the new book, All I Want for Christmas.
Oh, very, very cool. And first of all, ladies, congratulations to your accomplishments and to your new releases. What I love doing is finding out how you found the writing path. I love asking authors because it's always so different. And so how did you find the writing path? Has this always been a lifelong dream or a newfound passion for you guys?
This is Dewan. After I realized that I couldn't be another 2B on the Facts of Life, I turned to my love, reading, and then I started journaling at the age of 8. And I've been writing ever since then, and I'm just so thankful that Victoria and Rashonda offered us the opportunity to submit for these anthologies. And it happened. This year it happened. So it's been a lifelong dream of mine to write and to be a published author.
And I know for myself, this is Tamika Doherty. I know for myself, I actually just always had an interest in writing, especially as being a little girl, but I never really, I guess, came into it until maybe after I had my oldest daughter, which is now 17. 6 months after she was born, I just sat at the computer and I just started typing, and ever since then, the writing has always been something that I felt like it's my passion, is what I was created for. And like Juan said, just with Victoria and Rashonda giving us the opportunity to just being able to enter into a contest and being chosen each time, it just it's like a whirlwind dream come true.
Very cool.
So, tell me a little bit.
I thought we lost you.
So, tell me a little bit about your writing process.
Do you
want to
go first?
I didn't even hear the question.
Can you tell me a little bit about your writing process? Yes.
Okay, Tamika, you want to go first?
I can go first. So, for myself, it's so ironic because Victoria, I took a writing class with Victoria, and also Dewan, she's my best friend, so we kind of bounce things off of each other all the time. But I know with Victoria, she has given lessons on how to formulate your stories. But I know for myself, it's kind of hard to follow the path that is kind of recommended. I really don't create a storyline. Sometimes I could just take the different scenarios or just anything that I'm going through or whatever I may see, and I just kind of just start writing. And I'll just, of course, always add my little twist to it, and then that's pretty much it. So I just take whatever around me or whatever I may be going through or someone else that may be close to me going through, and I'll just, you know, take that story and just kind of write, you know, what I'm feeling at that moment.
Well, this is Dewan. My process is I have to make a music playlist. If I'm writing a sad scene, I have to download sad music. Love scene, I do love music. Erotic scene, I do a purr playlist. So I download that.
I'm just all over the place.
She's got it formulas, got it named. I love that.
Yes.
She's like, I got this.
And I use that playlist to set the mood. And then when it's time for me to write, I just have to have complete silence. I get my outline, my plot graphs, my character resumes. And some M&Ms, and have a little pair with my laptop. Yes.
She has her things together. Oh, my gosh. I'm like a slacker. Gosh. Very, very cool. Very cool. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'll go ahead and direct the question to we'll start with Tamika. Tamika, can you let us know what your contribution, the name of your story, what is the story about without giving any, you know, spoilers? And where did the idea originate?
Okay,
and then we're
going
to go
part?
To Dewan. Yes.
Okay, what was the last part of the question? I didn't hear that.
And also, where did the story originate?
Okay. So my story is called Deception at its Finest. And pretty much my story has to, Leah, that's one of the main characters in the single mom, and she's just trying to find her way after her daughter father just ups and leaves her. She, you know, tries to find him, she can't, and she wanted to find that love, as we all, you know, want that dying love. So she just kind of, her route is the online dating. That's probably about the best way for me to kind of describe it, is the online dating. But every time she, you know, do a little click here and a little click there, it's not always the best. So it's a lot of twists and turns that Leah has to go through, you know, just trying to find that perfect match. And she ends up receiving an email from this guy named Christopher. And come to find out, Christopher is thinking that he's being set up by Leah, that his best friend set him up with. Well, Leah is not the Leah that he sees. In the book, some people have reached out to me and was like, okay, you spelled her name wrong. No, the Leah that he is trying to reach out to is spelled the same way, I mean a different way. But she doesn't come clean to him that, hey, you have reached out to the wrong person. So it's when everybody is all face-to-face and what will be the outcome of what, you know, will happen. So that's what my story. And it originated, I really didn't have a hometown where it originated. I'm from Atlanta, so I just was like, okay, everything happened in Atlanta. Hot Atlanta.
Very, very cool. All right. It sounds awesome.
Thank you.
I love that. I love that. I love that. And, Dwan, how about yourself? Tell us a little bit about your story. Where did it originate?
My story is A Heart for a Heart, and it's about a black widow. Her name is Cindy. And, of course, we know she's a black widow, so we know what happens to her husband. But you get to see how she does it. And then she starts the internet date, but then she's thrown in the midst of a holy roller, a pretty boy, and a liar. And Cindy wants to, everything she does, she claims she does it in the name of the Lord. But her quote is, roses are red, violets are blue, cheat on me, and it's the last thing you do.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
So out of all of my three stories, this is my favorite, my absolute favorite.
Very, very cool. Where did the idea originate?
You know what? I don't know. My characters, you know, like most writers would tell you, their characters just tell the story. So it's just I have an idea one day. The characters come to me. They dictate. It's not my story. I'm just the vessel that put it on paper because the characters really do lead me through the entire process of what they want to happen.
Very, very cool. Sounds great, ladies.
Thank you.
It's fun.
So, are you guys like daughters, or are you? Do you mostly this way when you're writing?
I didn't hear that.
Are you guys mostly plotters when you write, or do you just wing it?
I have to do an outline. Go ahead, Tamika.
So I don't do, like I said before, I don't do an outline. I try to do an outline, but it's like the one said, it's the characters really start my story off. But in my mind, I may have one way of how I want the story to flow, but as I write more and more, my characters just take hold and they kind of have their own way. So I may start one way or have in my mind that, okay, I want the story to go this way, but somewhere in the midst of it, they may just take control and I'm on a totally different path than what I initially wanted to be on.
Very, very cool. Well, you know, we have so many different writers that come on, and you know, many of them have said that, and as and including ourselves, we've said it as well at different times, that we thought the writing would be, you know, the most difficult part. But then, you know, once it's done and, you know, and then there's the editing, and then, you know, after that is even marketing. For you guys, what was some of the what was one of the things that you've learned that you didn't know at the beginning, but you have learned now since going through that entire writing process and publishing process? We'll start with Dewan first. What was one of the things that you've learned?
As you stated, you would think that writing would be the hardest part, but it is the marketing that's been a struggle. And the one thing that I have learned is to try to do as much as I can. A lot of people make you think that you need to outsource and spend a lot of money, but some things I just learned that I can do, and some things I learned that I just have to outsource. But I would definitely not outsource every single thing. So the marketing was the hardest part, and that was my lesson, learning what to outsource and what to do myself.
Very cool.
And
Tamika,
I will also. I'm sorry. I will also agree to say the same thing. I just know, like, for me, like the one said, initially when you're writing, you think that writing will be the hardest part. But once you're done and you have all the edits and the book is actually out, you realize that that's not the hardest part. Is now it's like the marketing and, you know, just trying to get people to believe in you. And then another thing that I realized is the reviews, you know, getting people not only to buy the book, okay, now after you have bought the book and read the book, I need for you to write a review for me, please.
Right.
So sometimes you're like begging, like, okay, have you read the book? Okay, what's your thought? Okay, now since you told me what you thought, can you write it in your own words what you thought and submit it? So it's like a catch-22 as to, you know, all the things that you really don't recognize that goes on behind the scene once you have actually finished your book. It's so much more that you never even, you know, kind of realize. And it's like, oh, my gosh, okay. Was I really ready for this? And especially when you find yourself being an introvert. Like me, I'm an introvert, or I consider myself an introvert. So it's like, you know, do I really want to put myself out there? Can I just write in an anonymous name and, you know, just kind of hide behind the scenes somewhere?
Yes, I can understand that. You know, and many may not believe it, but I am as well, you know, more of a, I don't know if shy, but I would say more introverted. And so it is difficult for writers, because I think most writers do lean towards that more introverted, more quiet want to stay, you know, in the writing cave. So to go out here and to talk, and then especially talk about our books, and it can be daunting. So very cool. Very cool.
But that's a highlight for me.
You like
book
that?
Signings and talking about it. I'm an extrovert.
Yeah, so I'm like, like I said, Dewan's my best friend, so if I could just push everything over to her and be like, hey, just call her. She'll tell you everything that you need to know.
Then that helps. Very cool. Jamie, it's yours.
So we were talking a little bit about the network. So, like, what are your favorite? What are your favorite sites? Do you have any site that you prefer?
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing.
Do you have any social networking sites that you prefer?
No, all of them.
Just all of them.
All of them.
So they all work for you.
They all work for, but you know what? I love Facebook more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I love Facebook more than.
I know for me, I'm not, I would call myself,
I don't like Facebook. Well, I like Facebook, but that's about it. Like, I'm really not. I'm trying to get into the Twitter. I'm trying to. I don't have an Instagram. So, to me, it's so time consuming, especially trying to balance all of these different internet sites. And it's like, how do I keep up? Like, look, can I just focus on one of the ones and try to master that one? But I know that it's best to kind of branch yourself out there, especially when you're trying to reach different readers throughout, you know, or across the world and in different areas. So right now, you know, I'm only on Facebook and Twitter. I expect to, you know, expand at some point, but I'm just trying to master those two. Those are my two areas. You know how they say stay in your lane? Those are my lanes right now.
And I agree. I think, you know, since I connected to the writing community, I think back in 2011, that has been one of the main questions. How do you balance the writing and the things that you need to do with also trying to, you know, maintain a presence on the author platform on social media? It is difficult, you know, and then when you start adding in all these different ones, it is hard. So I like that. I think you made a great point that you pinpointed at least one or two that is the main one, you know, and not try to spread yourself thin. So that is excellent. How about your families and, you know, those that are in your daily, you know, now that you are published authors, and do you have that? Well, I'm going to ask you a twofold question. Do you have that support system there? What are some of the feedback that you're receiving from those that are closest to you? And my second question would be, do you have anything in the works? What are some future projects? And, you know, will this remain in this genre, or will you try different genres? I guess that's three questions. Sorry. I'm going to start with Dawan. I can't remember who I started with last time. So.
Now repeat that first question. I got ABD.
No, I just threw a lot at you. Seriously. I can't even remember. No, okay, I got it. Your family. What was the feedback from those that are in your daily life? Yes.
When I say I am so blessed, with a supportive group of family and friends. They've known that I've been wanting to write for a long time. They believed in me. Tamika is a part of my circle. They're just awesome. They continue to push me. The church members, everybody in my circle, and a lot of my Facebook friends are supportive. I'm just blessed in that aspect.
Awesome. That's very cool. And so also, do you have anything in the works as far as projects coming up, or,
yes,
you know, next stories or books? And will it be in the same genre, or are you switching genres?
No. I'm working on my debut novel, and I'm doing everything. I believe that everything we do should be done with a purpose. So all of my novels will be with characters with different mental illnesses, so I can introduce these illnesses to our readers, because it's a misconception. People like to say, people are bipolar or schizophrenia or crazy, but I want them to see the ins and out daily lives of a person with these disorders. So I'm definitely keeping it in the same genre.
Very cool. Awesome.
And for myself, so initially a lot of my family members, I kind of kept it to a lot of my family members didn't know that I was a writer, especially like my immediate family on my mom's side. So when I initially told them I had a book out, you know, the joke was, okay, yeah, really? Like, yeah, right? But, you know, as they can really, you know, tell with the first book and then the second book that's out, that I'm really am, you know, coming into the writing world. And so I have, like, you know, like Dewan said, as well as most of everyone else, you know, you have the support of your family, your friends, and the people that, you know, that's really just behind you 100%. Of course, you always want to have some people that just don't believe in you. But to me, those are just the motivators to help, you know, push you further to say, okay, you know, you thought I couldn't do it. Okay, I can do it. So, and then what was one of the, also the genre that I write in. Right now, I'm just kind of, I just want to say a fly-by girl. I don't kind of put myself in a box. Whatever a character just speaks to me, that's the kind of writing that I just, you know, write at that moment. But I do want to eventually branch out into erotica writing at some point, but I feel that that will come later on, and I know that once that does come about, I will write up under a different name because I want to do, I want to have that separation. And right now I am working on my debut novel, and right now, like I said, I don't have a particular genre that I'm just sticking in. I'm just whatever character or book I'm working on at that moment, whatever direction they got me to, that's just the direction that I'm moving in.
Right.
Very cool. Awesome.
We are actually we're actually down to the last few minutes, so excuse me, I don't know what's happening now. we're actually down to the last few minutes, so what would you guys like to say to everybody out there?
Thank you for reading our book. Thank you for purchasing. Continue to read, recommend, and review. And Merry Christmas.
Yep. Happy holidays. Safe holidays to everybody. Just cherish each and every moment. Live each and every day as if it's the last day. Don't put anything off tomorrow. Thank you, like the one said, thank you for the opportunity to just, you know, purchase our books, for believing in us, for encouraging us, for motivating us, for just constantly being there day in and day out for us.
Very cool. And ladies, where
can
they...
And thank you for having us.
We enjoyed it. Thank you so much for being here.
Rashonda, for just believing in us. I mean, so many people submitted to the contest, and for them to, you know, choose us, that's like, oh my gosh.
I think it was about 300.
To say thank you. Yeah.
I think it was around 300 entries, and there's, 17 authors? So that's incredible. Incredible. So congratulations. Where can everyone touch base with you, ladies?
I can be reached at Facebook at Dwan D. Moss. They can reach me on my email at DwanDJohnson@yahoo.com. My Twitter is at Dwan Moss. My Instagram is Dwan Moss. And my website is being reconstructed so that people can buy the books from it. But that's Dwan D. Moss also.
And to reach out to me, Tamika Doherty, my Facebook is at Tamika, and that's spelled T-O-M-E-K-A, Farley, F-A-R-L-E-Y, Doherty, D-A-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y. My Twitter is at Doherty Tamika. If you need to reach me, I don't have an Instagram, like I said, but just reach out to Dwan. She know how to get in contact with me. And my Yahoo email address is authortamikafarleydoherty@yahoo.com. And my website is also under construction at this time. It should be up soon.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you so much, Lainey, so much for joining us this evening. We've enjoyed chatting with you, and also we do thank Brown Girl Books for allowing us to host you know, the authors of the Single Mama Dating Drama. We do appreciate that. And, guys, thank you so much for joining us. I'm having some tech issues here. I swear, tech is not my friend today. It really isn't. Jamie, how can everyone also touch? Thank you so much for joining us as well. How can everyone touch base with you?
I have everything linked on my website, jamielwhite.com. JAMIELW.
And Jamie, I hope you feel better. I can tell that you're not feeling well, and so you need to get better so you can finish writing, right? I joke with Jamie a lot. I read for her, so she needs to be writing. So I hope you feel better, Jamie.
Well, feel better.
No, she knows. I say that with love. Anyway, everyone that's listening, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We just hope that you will go out and show some love for Single Mama Dating Drama and Brown Girl Books, all of their new releases, all of their authors, please, and connect with these wonderful ladies. And there you have it. We just hope that you guys will have a wonderful weekend and a merry, merry Christmas. And I'm not sure if the music's going to play because, again, tech issues. So you guys have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.